Welcome to the Golden Lady Podcast. It's me, the Golden Lady. Today I want to talk about how was your day? How was your day? So you hear me say sometimes to take things day by day, one day at a time, take baby steps. And I mean that, but let me tell you how I mean it. Because sometimes we look at the bigger picture and it looks impossible. So in order for it to look possible to the point where you can actually start, you have to break it down. So some people are good at planning their lives years in advance. But before you plan years in advance, you have to plan weeks in advance, or months in advance, or days in advance. So that can help you break down your goals step by step so that you can accomplish something every day, or at least incrementally. But when I say how was your day, also when you're planning that way, it allows you to kind of focus in on right what's in front of you. So some people decide to pull out all the negative things in their day. At the end of the day, they think about how their coworker was rude, or they think about how someone cut them off in traffic, or they think about how someone maybe jumped them in line at the store. You think of all these bad things, but what about the good things that happen? Now, of course, our minds are kind of geared towards going to distractions and bad things first before they go to the good things, but let's make the effort to acknowledge the good things that happen in our lives. Things like if someone said good morning to you, if someone let you in traffic, or if you let someone in, or if they let you in traffic. Small things like that, those little wins throughout the day help your momentum. And again, for some reason, we see the negative before we see the positive. But if you make a conscious effort to switch your perspective and see things for the good that they are, it can help make your day a little bit better and a little bit brighter. So the next time someone asks you, how was your day? You can say, oh, my day was great. I got everything at work done that I wanted to do. I had dinner with a friend I hadn't seen in a long time and she's doing great. Or I found out that, you know, so-and-so won the lottery and I'm happy for them, or whatever it may be. Instead of saying, someone says, how was your day? Well, traffic was just horrible this morning, and by the time I got to work, I was a little late, and nobody put coffee in the machine, and I mean, you could go on, and that's a long story. But try to think of the good things that happen, because that's all you have. Those little wins in life, and yes, they are little wins, because we're bombarded with distractions and everything else that really doesn't matter. Things that take us away, take our energy and our attention away from the good. Even with, especially with these devices that we have nowadays, everything is fighting for your attention. But put your attention on the good. You can have a choice to have a good day or have a bad day. It is a choice. Now, I understand sometimes that things happen out of your control. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people getting up in the morning and walking into their day, and they decide to put their focus on the bad things, or somebody's not doing something right, or she wasn't helpful. So let's switch that up and try to focus on the little wins. Even if somebody just smiles at you, if you see a baby, who can frown at a baby? A baby always makes you feel warm inside. Let's take those things and make that into our day. So when somebody asks you, how was your day? The sun was shining. The weather was good. I had gas in my car. I didn't have to stop today. You know, the receptionist greeted me as I walked in the door. All the mail was in my mailbox instead of it being scattered on the ground. I mean, small things like that, and it sounds silly, but you know, like I said, I feel like that's all you have. Because so many things in this life is just taking away our goodness. It's beating us down. And we need those little wins to raise ourselves back up, to make our lives more magnificent, so we can live wonderfully. You ever see those people, you like, they always happy. Why are they so happy all the time? You never see them sad. Or if you do see them sad, you know something's really wrong. But those are the people who just decide to, you know, and I've met those people. I have a friend like that. Every negative, she turns it into a positive. And it can be annoying at first, but then you realize that, hey, it makes things go a lot better. Those are small wins in your life that you need to acknowledge and recognize, because that's what's going to carry you through. Those things, those small things, that's your encouragement for you to become better and for you to become a better person. So let's take those things and try to make that our day, as opposed to making our day a bad day. Today, I encourage you, find those small little wins and acknowledge them. You know, it can be hard at first. But you do have the ability and the choice to turn it around and make it great. So today I encourage you to have a great day. Have a great week. Have a great month. Have a great year. Have a great life. So that when you start planning towards your goals, the obstacles and challenges that come up, you're not worried about them. All you see is the little wins that you get, and those little wins are what help you take it step by step, day by day, into the bigger picture. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Golden Lady, and subscribe to The Golden Lady Podcast. Check out my website, thegoldenlady.com. That's GOALDEN. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep it moving.